you're plowing with him, use those things that you hold in your hand to guide him with?
Mind.
Is that what that, you call it the same thing when you're talking about the things that you hold in your hand when you're riding a horse?
No, that's bridle rein.
Okay.
You ride. But when you fly, you got two lines on it. You fly up to his head.
Mm-hmm. And those things you put your feet in, they be the
stirrups.
Right. Okay. Did you have a name for the horse that was on the right, one that you, when you were plowing with two horses?
Not necessarily so. It didn't make any difference, because you might be plowing different horses every day or two. But the one on the right knew G, and he knew that would go right, and he'd go hard, go left. Any of them knew that, that you got trained.
I wonder if the term lead horse meant anything to you.
Oh, yes. When you lead steers, you usually had a pair of lead steers that you worked in the lead. And those old ox drivers, them old steers knew what they'd say. They'd go whichever way they'd say go.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about this expression? Say if something's very common and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you can say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And say if somebody fell down in your yard and he fell this way, you'd say he fell
backwards.
Right, okay. Getting back to the land, those trenches that are cut out by a plow, what do you call those? Okay. Talking about clearing the land, you mentioned that yesterday. Do people around here have a name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
New ground.
What about, say if you plant a crop and something comes up in the field that you didn't plant, do you have a name for that?
It would be a weed, or a misplant, or something like that. They call different things. Dozen different things you call them, people that knew each other.
I was wondering about the word volunteer.
Volunteer, yeah. They come up volunteer. Well, you might have anywhere out in the yard, a plant and come up, they call it a volunteer.
Okay. What would you say that you do to oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
Well, you'd be, later on it was combine and thrashing.
Sure. Do you ever have to do that?
Yes. Sure did.
Okay. I want to ask you about these expressions using pronouns. Say, if we have to do a job together, without using our names, you just say that and have to do this.
Well, I'd say, well, we had to do so-and-so, or they had to do so-and-so.
Or if you were talking about us specifically.
Well, we had to do so.
Or you'd say and.
And.
Have to do.
And I had to do so-and-so. We had to do so.
Okay, who and I?
You and I.
Right, okay, that's what I think. In other words, the job's not just for one of us,
it's for two.